Well, as promised, we wanted to take a closer look at some of the alternate options for Chinese investors. We know they have been buying property all over the world, mostly in the big city centers, but perhaps branching out a little bit now. And so with a focus on UK real estate, we're joined in our studios here by John Gunning, Managing Director, and Paul Hill, Investment Manager of Headland Developments. So it could be a very interesting discussion. First, let me put it to you, John. What are the favorite locations at the moment for Chinese investors moving some of their money into the UK?
Well, typically we're seeing quite a lot of movement into the London market. London is definitely the favored market, obviously because of it's considered to be a very safe market. And prices are showing signs of increase. Capital values are increasing. Yields are not as high in London as they are in other second-tier cities. And we're focused on the second-tier city of Birmingham, which is actually the second city in the UK.
Are we talking about commercial properties where there's some kind of income flowing through?
We were primarily focused on the residential market.
Oh, okay.
Not so much the commercial, although there is a growing supply coming on stream in the Birmingham market. Commercial grade A property has not been developed as much in the past 4 or 5 years, but we are seeing at least quite a few significant developments in and around the inner city center.
Paul, if we could pull you in, what is the main attraction? Is it the prices are too high in London, or as John said, yields are too low, or are there historical ties with Birmingham? Are there a lot of Chinese people who've settled there?
Part of it is when investors go offshore, they generally go to the first-tier cities first to tip their toe in the market. What's happening now is with central London, you're seeing prices falling. We've got increased stamp duty for prices over £1.1 million. So what that's doing is pushing investors back into the second tier cities. I mean, when you look at the Birmingham market, you're seeing a big focus to shift a lot of the economic activity away from London into the second tier cities, with Birmingham and Manchester being the main recipients of that.
So are these single family homes? Are they condominiums? I mean, what type of properties are we talking about?
Yeah, it's mainly condominiums. Investors are very comfortable with, obviously they live in apartments, they invest in apartments, and you've got a huge shortage of housing supply in the UK. In Birmingham, there's a housing shortage of 80,000 homes. Now, the only way that they can to meet this demand of housing is to build more apartments and condominiums. And we're actually doing one of those projects right now, actually, in Birmingham. It's called the Franklin, which is in Bourneville. So we've taken some investors from Asia looking to diversify outside of China and Macau into the UK market. They were concerned about the London prices, but really liked the Birmingham story. So we're developing that for them at the moment.
Do you get any sense, John, that this is capital flight, or is it investment? Are they looking for strong returns? And are they using this themselves? Is it personal use, or are they intending to flip?
It varies, really. There's quite a strong demand for people to just take their capital out of China. There's market volatility. There's uncertainty about the future of China's political stability. So, the people that we're talking to are saying that they just want to get their money out of China if they possibly can and into something safe. It is a yield-driven play for them, and it's also a capital value play. The issue is that most Chinese investors, particularly Asian investors, like the London story, and they understand Manchester partly because it's got some very good football teams, and they understand the name Manchester Liverpool. They don't really know the value that Birmingham has to offer. Birmingham is the second city, as I said, it's 1.1 million people. Manchester, by comparison, is 500,000. So what we're trying to do is educate Chinese investors into the benefits of investing in Birmingham. And what we've seen is there are significant trends of divestment of businesses such as HSBC, who are moving their retail ring-fence business out of Birmingham, out of London into Birmingham. Deutsche Bank, similarly, PwC. The main reason is the commutability between London and Birmingham is relatively short period of time. It's 1 hour and 15 minutes. Birmingham's just opened up its Grand Central Railway Station, which is it was a real groundbreaking new development in the heart of the city to welcome international investors. So we're seeing a real ground shift in the way Birmingham is developing, and we see that as a very long-term process, because one of the other major motivators for investment into Birmingham is that what we call the High Speed Rail 2. High Speed Rail 2 is a new railway link that's linking from Euston, London to Birmingham, cutting the travel time, commuting time, from 1 hour and 20 minutes to 45 minutes. So we're seeing that Birmingham is actually almost developing into a borough of London. So we've got, if you take a look at the new Crossrail going from east to west, it's 90 minutes. From Birmingham to London, it's going to be 45 minutes.
So, Paul, for a property developer such as yourself, what are the kind of challenges you're having to deal with in order to keep up with demand right now?
Well, I guess it's really finding the quality stock. When we first started investing into Birmingham, there wasn't a lot of investment flows into that market. You know, bring forward 12 months, we're seeing a lot of demand for development sites. So it's really finding the right sites for our investors, and that's in both the student accommodation and residential market.
Is it difficult to find land on which to build?
It's not difficult to find land. It's really trying to find you know, essentially willing sellers of land. I mean, with the market increasing, everyone thinks their plot of land is worth a lot more. So, you know, it's really trying to find something that's attractive for investors.
But clearly what you're trying to find is high net worth individuals to buy these things. That's why you're here. How are you connecting with these high net worth guys?
Yeah, so, I mean, we talk to lots of different investors. I mean, essentially we're client-led. So we have investors approach us because they're looking to get into an offshore market, a market that may not be familiar to them. And in the development side, it takes a long time. It's a process that you need to make sure that you really understand the market. So they want to partner with someone who is understanding of them and their customs, but also is very tapped into the market and knows, you know, that market very well.
And John, is this more Hong Kong money or China money?
At this point in time, it's Hong Kong money.
Yeah, so there's no difficulty in getting that money out. It's much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, investors are coming in through China into Hong Kong to take the money out.
Okay, gents, out of time. I know it goes by fast. Thanks very much for joining us. The clock ticks, and we have to say goodbye. Thank you. John Gunning, Managing Director, and Paul Hill, Investment Manager of Headland Developments. And we just wrap up the show. Doug, anything catching your eye as we go out?
Surprisingly, the Shanghai Composite is the laggard here. I mean, we are seeing triple-digit gains across Japan, Hong Kong, and Australia, but the Shanghai comp only up 0.1%.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Traffic and weather on Bloomberg 1130. The Bayonne Bridge closed in both directions for construction. In Brooklyn, Cropsey Avenue shut down in Brooklyn both ways between Bay 34th Street and Bay Parkway due to a serious crash investigation. At the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, the West Tube closed for construction. The Deegan has construction northbound at 138th Street. And as we check conditions on the George Washington Bridge, minor delays, no problem through the Holland or the Lincoln Tunnels. Alternate side parking rules in effect tomorrow. Into northern New Jersey on Route 46, South Hackensack, the right and center lanes blocked on the westbound side near Hyler Street due to a water main break. And on the Garden State Parkway, construction south exit 160 into the Bergen Tolls. No delay crossing the Tappan Zee between Westchester and Brockland County. In Bloomberg 1130 Sports,